Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, and the North Carolina Symphony. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Doc Watson, Hills of Home with David Holt and Richard Watson, part of Pinecone's Down Home Concert Series. Mamandi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh, Friday, November 12th, 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 to $30 for Pinecone members and $25 to $35 for the general public. For information, you can go to www.pinecone.org or call Pinecone's box office at 919-664-8302. For more than half a century, Arthel Doc Watson has been a force in the creation, interpretation, and preservation of American roots music. This year, he returns to the Pinecone stage with his longtime friend and collaborator David Holt and his grandson Richard Watson to present Hills of Home, which combines hot, flat-picking tunes, slow romantic ballads, gutsy blues numbers, delicately picked finger melodies, and old-time gospel songs into an unforgettable evening of music. Join these two Grammy Award-winning icons as they take you on a musical journey through North Carolina. Holt and Watson earned a Grammy together in 2002 for Best Traditional Folk Recording for Legacy, a 3-CD collection of songs and stories reflecting Watson's inspiring life story. Guitarist Richard Watson, Doc's grandson, learned some blues runs from his dad, and Doc tutored him for more than a decade. In 1999, Doc and Richard released an album together called Third Generation Blues. Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Magnolia Klezmer Band, Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh, Sunday, November 14th, 3 to 4 p.m. This event is free and open to the public, and program notes will be provided. Large print program notes will also be available. For information, you can go to www.pinecone.org. Based in the Triangle area of North Carolina, the Magnolia Klezmer Band performs Eastern European Jewish music from Romania, Moldova, Russia, and the Ukraine, blended with American traditional jazz and swing. And if you stop by the museum early, you can explore the exhibit Down Home, Jewish Life in North Carolina, which chronicles how Jews have integrated into Tar Heel life by blending their own traditions into Southern culture while preserving their ethnic and religious traditions. Admission to the exhibit is also free. The band's unique sound comes from the mingling of musicians with roots in a panorama of musical tradition. Klezmer, Balkan, jazz, brass band, polka, and classical. The band continues to expand its repertoire with additions from vaudeville, Russian Roma cabaret music, and Eastern European folk dances. In 2006, some band members appeared on NPR's The State of Things. In 2007, the entire band performed as part of Pinecone's own Music of the Carolinas series. They recorded that live concert, which became the CD, Trip to America. Chapel Hill Community Church Concert Series. Maura O'Connell, Saturday, November 13th, 8 p.m. The Community Church Concerts, 106 Purefoy Road, Chapel Hill. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 a day of the show, and they're available at www.communitychurchconcerts.org. The community church is located off Mason Farm Road, just south of the UNC Hospital. Grammy nominee singer Maura O'Connell, captivating stylist, introspective chanteuse, musical explorer, songwriter, singer. Labels have never fully defined the voice and talent of Maura O'Connell. Self-described as just a singer, Maura's multi-decade singing career has brought her international acclaim and 2 Grammy nominations, including a 2010 nomination for her album Naked. She began her professional musical journey as a vocalist for the traditionally based Celtic group Dedannon. While in Dublin and on later trips to Nashville, O'Connell met Sam Bush, Bella Fleck, Tim O'Brien, Jerry Douglas, and other top-flight acoustic players whose music resonated with her and influenced her then-groundbreaking musical penchant for blending Celtic traditions with a wide variety of other genres. She has a self-imposed mandate to always bring something new and exciting to everything she sings, and her musical peers have led the cheering section for this simple yet eloquent philosophy. O'Connell has lent her incredible voice to the projects of such artists as Van Morrison, James Taylor, Nancy Griffith, Dolly Parton, Bonnie Raitt, The Chieftains, and Roseanne Cash. Just a singer, indeed. Let's turn now to the University of North Carolina music schedule. November 12th, CSMC presents David Larkin from the University of Sydney, 4:15 p.m., Person Recital Hall, Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture. All CSMC lectures are free and open to the public. November 12th, UNC Opera presents Scenes from Verdi Operas, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 13th, T.J. Anderson and Alan Anderson, debut performance of music professor Louise Toppin, soprano. Also performing will be the UNC New Music Ensemble, Stefan Litwin and Carolina Choir, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. Music on the Hill, Hopes, Dreams, Realities Revisited. World premieres of works by composers T.J. Anderson and Alan Anderson. This debut performance of music professor Louise Toppin, soprano. Also performing will be the UNC New Music Ensemble, Stefan Litwin and Carolina Choir. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-843-3333. November 14th, UNC Guitar Ensemble, 2 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 14th, Hotter Than That, a night for jazz trumpet with Chuck Lazarus, Jim Ketch, Stefan Anderson, Jason Foreman, and Thomas Taylor, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 15th, Public Masterclass with Anthony Dean Griffey, 4 p.m., Person Recital Hall. Anthony Dean Griffey will present two public masterclasses this year. November 15th, Talking Music 1, Concert 1, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. Carl Heinz Stockhausen Mantra for two pianos and electronics. November 16th, Talking Music 1, Concert 2, The Bells, music by Nono, Galen, and Litwin, Stefan Litwin, Detlef Hussinger, and the Experimental Studio SWR Freiburg, Germany, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 17th, Talking Music 1, Concert 3, music by Bach, Debussy, Ravel, Messiaen, and Zimmermann, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. November 18th, Percussion Ensemble, 7:30 p.m., Cannon Rehearsal Hall. November 19th, University Chamber Players, 8 p.m., Person Rehearsal Hall. November 21st, UNC Men's and Women's Glee Clubs, 3 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. For further information and tickets, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, concerts are free admission. Let's move now to Duke Performances. Chiampi Quartet Concert Number 2, Mozart, David Lipton, Schubert, Friday, November 12th, 8 p.m., Nelson Music Room, that's East Duke 201. Tickets are $20, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Guest artists, John Brown Bass, Thomas Crane's Cello. Founded in 1965, the Chiampi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Mozart's Serenade No. 13 for strings in G major, K, 525, Ein Klein Nachtmusik with John Brown bass. David Lipton, Ictus for String Quartet 2000. Schubert, String Quartet in C Major, D956, with Thomas Crane's cello. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole plus the Red Stick Ramblers. Saturday, November 13th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34 and $26. Duke students, $5. This floorboard-rattling double bill features two of the sharpest Louisiana bands working. Watson cut his teeth on the countrified chansons françaises of East Texas and Lafayette, Louisiana. Aggressive and gifted, says the New York Times. The Grammy-nominated prodigy works Acadian lala tunes, Creole waltzes, and sizzling Zydeco stomps, hollering in French while his band blazes behind him. They appear with Red Stick Ramblers, the fast-living hybridists from Baton Rouge who use Cajun swing and country western jazz ballads to create a rowdy new language, sometimes French, sometimes English, that'll turn Reynolds into a rollicking fas de deux. Arnaldo Cohen and Nahra Agramanyan, a special recital for four hands, Sunday, November 14th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. An intrepid explorer and immaculate pianist, says Gramophone. The Brazilian-born Cohen met Ursulissa at the 2001 Chopin competition in Warsaw, where he was a judge and a 23-year-old Romanian blew him away. Now the two team up for a rare four-hand recital with his visceral punch, says the Chicago Tribune, and her speedy fingers and impressive technique, says the Seattle Times, combining to interpret works by Mozart, Schubert, Barber, Ravel, and Dvorak. Note, Mihalia Ursulissa has canceled her performance with Arnaldo Cohen. American pianist Nahra Agramanyan will take Ursulissa's place on this special recital for four hands. Agramanyan is a recent winner of the prestigious Montreal International Music Competition. From the first chord on, it was clear that Agramanyan was an artist to be reckoned with. She has a big technique, but her playing was not just about technique. It was about playing the music. Her playing was as poetic, and it was prodigious technically, says La Scena Musicale in Canada. Cohen produces a big sound that is capable of any kind of nuance. He has a world-class technique, says the New York Times. The program will be Mozart's Sonata in D major, K381, Schubert Fantasy in F minor, D940, Barber from Souvenirs, Opus 28, Ravel, Ma Mère Léor, Dvorak, Two Slavonic Dances, Opus 72, No. 2 in E minor, and Opus 46, No. 1 in C major. Trio Solisti, Maria Bachmann Violin, John Klebanoff Piano, Alexis Pia Gerlach Cello, Friday, November 19th, 8 p.m., Nelson Music Room. Tickets are $30, Duke students $5. General admission. Doors open a half hour before showtime. In a special engagement, the consistently brilliant Trio Solisti, New York Times says, makes its debut at Duke as the most exciting piano trio in America, says the New Yorker, having now displaced the Beaux-Arts Trio, critics say, as the outstanding chamber music ensemble of its kind, according to the Wall Street Journal. The trio has transfixed audiences worldwide with performances emanating both musical virtuosity and a muscular grace. On Friday, they paired Dvorak and Mendelssohn with Spaniard Joaquin Turina. The program is Turina Piano Trio No. 2 in B minor, Opus 76, Dvorak Piano Trio in F minor, Opus 65, and Mendelssohn Piano Trio No. 2 in C minor, Opus 66. The most exciting piano trio in America, says the New Yorker. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-9000. 4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now it's time for Duke Events. Listening session with Cedric Watson, Friday, November 12th, 6:30 p.m., off campus. Duke Performances heads off campus for events in which visiting artists talk about and play recordings of their favorite music, both the unusual and the inspiring. Listening sessions are co-sponsored by the Nasher Museum and the Record Exhibition. This session will be held at the Pinhook, 117 West Main Street. Co-sponsors Nasher Museum of Art and Duke Performances. For information, you can contact Wendy Livingston at 919-684-3314. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, November 14th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Duke Chapel. Organ recital presented by Christopher Anderson. All are welcome. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Co-sponsors Duke Chapel and Music. The Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME, presents Micro Macro Minimalisms, Sunday, November 14th, 8 to 10 p.m., Biddle 19, that's Bone Hall. The admission is free. The Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME, presents a concert of minimalisms of various stripes. The concert features Steve Reich's Six Pianos, 1973, Dan Truman's Spring Rhythm, 1997, Duke Music graduate student David Kirkland Garner's O Cannonball, 2009-2010 premiere, Jonathan Russell's Sextet, 2010, and Francois Rabith's Reitba, 1992. DNME will be joined by special guests Sean Connolly, Megan Levin, and Randall Love. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. United in Praise presents Send a Revival Fall Worship Experience, Sunday, November 14th at 3 p.m., Page Auditorium. General seating, admission is free, but tickets are required for entry and a service fee applies. United in Praise, UP, is a diverse student group consisting of both undergraduates and graduate Duke University students who profess the Christian faith. Each year, United in Praise performs at numerous community and on-campus engagements, including ministering at local churches and community centers, participating in youth outreach events, and culminating each semester with a concert. Our biggest events are our fall and spring concerts. This year's fall concert, Send a Revival, will have song selections from our own choir, our praise dance ministry, a guest choir, and many more. Come and let us have fun and worship together. Graduate Composers Concert, Monday, November 15th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room, admission is free. New works by Duke graduate student composers. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Chappie Quartet Lunchtime Classics, Tuesday, November 16th, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker presenter, Mozart Quartets. Admission is free and it's open to the public. In each of these free lunchtime concerts, 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Admission is free, food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This season, the Chiappi addresses canonical works by Mozart. The program is Hofmeister, Mozart, String Quartet number 18 in A major K. Duke Jazz Combos, Tuesday, November 16th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Student small group jazz performers directed by Leroy Barley. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Mattis Yahoo with Freddie Gibbs, Thursday, November 17th at 8 p.m., Page Auditorium, reserve seatings. $30 for adults, a limit of four, $15 Duke students, four per ID, $25 for Duke employees and non-Duke students, four per ID. Grammy-nominated reggae artist Mattis Yahoo and emerging rapper Freddie Gibbs will perform on Wednesday, November 17th at 8 p.m. in Page Auditorium. Since breaking into the top 40s with his single King Without a Crown and going gold with the album Youth 2006, Mattis Yahoo has built a reputation as a high-energy performer, often breaking the regularity of his sets with improvisational beatboxing. Complementing Mattis Yahoo's reggae-infused hip-hop is Freddie Gibbs' gritty gangsta rap. Gary, Indiana's Freddie Gibbs has one of the best voices in rap, a bruised, guttural growl that radiates toughness but also emotion, writes Pitchfork's Tom Braylon. And Gibbs knows just how to use it, accelerating into double-time speed raps, crooning low-down choruses. Duke Wind Symphony with the John Brown Jazz Trio and Duke Music Ensemble DNME, Thursday, November 18th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Cost is free. Blackbird featuring Holst, Jupiter and Mars from the Planets, Whiteacre, Lux Arumwe, Newman, Moon by Night, Schumann, Chester, Bonnie, Reflections in a Tidal Pool, Blackbird arranged Shelley Berg. The Duke Wind Symphony is directed by Verena Mosenbickler-Bryant. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Djembe and Afro-Cuban Ensembles with guest artist Atiba Rory. Friday, November 19th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium, free admission. The Duke Djembe and Afro-Cuban Drumming Ensemble are directed by Bradley Simmons. He is the former music director of Chuck Davis's African-American Dance Ensemble and has taught at the Berklee School of Music, Texas Southern University, among others. He holds, in the USA, Atiba Rory has studied with Badatunde Olatunji, Fahali Igbo, Chief Bay, Bradley Simmons, and Osei Apiaje. He holds a BA in music from UNC Greensboro and currently teaches West African percussion at Guilford College. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Storytelling with Willa Brigham, Saturday, November 20th, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Sarah P. Duke Gardens, cost $10, $6 for children under 16. A storyteller, poet, recording artist, and host of the regional Emmy Award-winning morning television show Smart Start Kids on WRAL and public television, Brigham aims to empower children and adults alike to believe in themselves. Imagination is a building block for success, she says. Storytelling is a wonderful vehicle to ignite a child's imagination. For more information about Brigham, you can go to www.willabrigham.com. The show will be inside the Doris Duke Center. For contact information, you can call Ann Nash Hold at 919-668-1708. Monteverdi Vespers featuring Pifaro Renaissance Band, Sunday, November 21st, 4 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. The cost is $20 for general admission, $5 for students. Featuring the acclaimed Pifaro Renaissance Band performing with instrumentalists from the Duke Collegium Musicum and selected singers from Duke and Durham choirs, directed by Rodney Wincoop. This concert is part of the Duke Medieval and Renaissance Music Series, presented with the support of Triangle Early Music, the Office of the Vice Provost for the Arts, Duke Center for Medieval and Renaissance Studies, Romance Studies, and Duke Initiatives in Theology and the Arts. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Tickets are available through the Duke box office for any of these events by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now let's turn to the North Carolina Symphony. The North Carolina Symphony goes from Brahms to Bach and back again. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the North Carolina Symphony and two of the orchestra's very own soloists, associate concertmaster Dovid Friedlander and oboe Melanie Wilsden, through a one-of-a-kind concert lineup titled From Brahms to Bach and Back Again. North Carolina audiences have the rare chance to experience the full creative life of a musical hallmark, in this case, Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn. Dovid Friedlander has been a favorite soloist with the North Carolina Symphony every season since becoming concertmaster in 2005. Melanie Wilsden, a graduate of the Juilliard School, began as principal oboe with the North Carolina Symphony in 1989. The symphony concludes the evening's concert focus, Brahms' Variations on a Theme of Haydn. It's really up there in the romantic canon. A fabulous work and a great finale to a concert, says Llewellyn. I think this is a very creative way to present this music. The performance will be held in Lincolnton on Friday, November 12th, and Saturday in Sanford, November 13th. Both the concert in Lincolnton is on November 12th at 8 p.m. at the James W. Warren Citizens Center, where ticket prices are $25. On November 13th, the concert is at 7:30 in the Dennis A. Wicker Civic Center in Sanford, where ticket prices are $22. Beethoven's Eroica headlines North Carolina Symphony First Orchestra Showcase Concert November 18th to 20th. Guest conductor Alexander Micklewaite joins the North Carolina Symphony with a program highlighting one of the great transformative works in all of music, Beethoven's magnificent Eroica Symphony. The concerts, the first of three events in the Symphony's Orchestra Showcase series, take place at Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, November 18th, in Mimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, November 19th and November 20th. All performances begin at 8 p.m. The concert is the first of the season's three orchestra showcases in which the symphony welcomes world-class guest conductors to the podium for programs that challenge the orchestra and offer audiences an expansive demonstration of the sound and virtuosity. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Chapel Hill performance on Thursday, November 18th, range from $30 to $45. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh Performances of Orchestra Showcase Beethoven's Eroica on Friday and Saturday, the 19th and the 20th, range from $30 to $60 in Mimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. There will be pre-concert talks held with Dr. Letitia Glozer in UNC Chapel Hill's Girard Hall on November 18th at 7:10 p.m. and with Dr. Tom Coe in the lobby of Mimondi Concert Hall on November 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. NCS Pub Concert 2010-2011 Pub Concert Series, Monday, November 22nd, 6 p.m., Humble Pie Restaurant in Raleigh. North Carolina Symphony musicians, join us for this special concert evening where we combine delicious food and a hip atmosphere with amazing music. Local hotspot Humble Pie will provide a delicious multi-course menu inspired by music. Dinner service begins at 6 p.m. The concert begins at 8. An evening of horn quartets to go with beer drinking, including music by Kerry Turner and Eugene Boza and a handful of traditional German tunes to accompany your Oktoberfest afterglow. NCS musicians Christopher Caudill Horn, Michael Vrenick Horn, Rachel Nicotopoulos Horn, and Kimberly Van Pelt Horn. Humble Pie is located at 317 Harrington Street. $60 per person includes dinner and concert. You can call 919-829-9222 for more information. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.